As all of you who are here know, it's not easy to get Jews to come to synagogue early. For that matter, it's not easy to get Jews to come to synagogue, but it's especially hard to get you to come early. But you have all come early today, and I'd like to reward you, not by the Torah study that we usually do at this time, but something much more special than that, which you will get to hear because you're here early, and I hope that when people come later, you will tell them what they missed. Because this morning we have a very special guest who has to be with us early because he's going on to another synagogue to speak later. And first I want to express my appreciation to Miles Berman, who made it possible for us to have him this morning. You know, and I'll speak about this more later, that this has been a very eventful week, I'll just put it that way, between Israel and America. And also, you know that some of our members are already, and many more will be shortly at AIPAC. I'll be leaving tomorrow morning. I know some of you are leaving tonight. And we will have well over 150 or 160 representatives there. And we'll hear much more, including speeches from the Prime Minister and from the Secretary of State. And it will be interesting to hear what they have to say. But who could we bring that would actually let you know what is going on? We surely could not do better than to bring the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danon, who is here this morning, who has served, of course, in the Army. He's been a lieutenant and the overall commander of the Marva program. He has an MA in public policy from Hebrew U, but most remarkably, he's the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, and I know from looking at his birth date that he's not even 40 years old yet. So that means he is extraordinarily accomplished at a young age. Which also means that he's somebody for us to watch and to say that we had the opportunity to hear him at a crucial time and also at an early time. So it is my pleasure to present the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danon.
Shabbat Shalom. First of all, I want to say yishar koach to the Bar Mitzvah boys, Joshua and Jonathan and their family, Shimayan and Chakaka. Rabbi, yishar koach for going to AIPAC with such an impressive delegation. My good friend Miles Berman, actually Miles, I met you about a month ago when you were volunteering in Sarel in the Negev, and you look much better in a suit than in the IDF uniforms. And I should thank your wife Mitra, because I know when I used to do reserve duty before I entered the Knesset, it was fun for me to do the reserve duty. But for my wife, we're home with three children, it was hard work for her. So I want to thank Mitra for being volunteering for the IDF. I want to share with you briefly some inside information because you are all following what's happening today in Israel regarding the US and Israel relationship. We all know we have a strong relationship, we have the same values, we all appreciate democracy, and I think and I know that we will overcome all the difficulties. But the main issue that I want to address here today is what happened in the meeting between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Vice President Biden. It wasn't the issue of building in Ramat Shlomo. That was an incident that we have behind it. But the main issue is the issue of Iran. Because the issue of Iran, we Israelis becoming to become the shofar, who actually go all over and tell people, wake up, take action, we have to do something about the issue of Iran. It is a global threat. It is not only a threat for us, Israelis or Jews in Israel. It's a threat for Americans. It is a threat for people from South America. I will tell you a story. I was in Colombia, Rabbi, a few months ago. I met with the president of Colombia, a very nice fellow. In the middle of the meeting, he said, stop, and he was shouting to one of his advisors, dame la mapa. I know some Spanish. I was sure he's bringing me a present, and I told my advisor, listen, bring our present, we'll give it to him. But he wasn't giving me a present at that time. He brought a big map of Colombia, and then he showed me the border between Colombia and Venezuela. And he asked me, do you know what's happening there? I told him, it's a jungle, you know, I can see from the map. He told me, no, what's happening there, as we speak, in the border between Venezuela and Colombia, there are Iranian troops training Hezbollah warriors. Can you believe that? You have people from Iran training people from Lebanon, Hezbollah warriors, about terrorism in the border of Colombia and Venezuela. The globalization of terrorism is a threat to all of us. And if, God forbid, there will be a nuclear capability for the Iranian regime, it will be a threat not only to Israel, it will be a threat to people in LA, in San Diego, in Colombia, in New York City. And that's what we are stressing, and that's what we are speaking with our allies. And I will tell you something else. When we speak with Arab countries, and we have peace accords today with Jordan and Egypt, when we speak with them, they don't talk with us about the issue of the Palestinians. They don't talk with us about the issue of Jerusalem. They speak with us about the issue of Iran, because they know it's a threat for their regime as well. That is why from here today, I'm saying we have to speak out loud. We should not be quiet, because history has taught us that when you have a leader who is speaking about killing people and about using technology, we cannot ignore it. And we cannot stress how important it is. And I know that when you open the newspaper, you hear about the peace talks and about other issues, but I can tell you from spending a lot of time with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, most of his time and his efforts is being put in the Iranian issue. Because in the Palestinian track, unfortunately, we do not have a viable partner today. So on that track, we cannot move forward. But on the issue of Iran, we have to wake up. And because we cannot move forward, what I'm promoting as a member of Knesset, and I'm very happy, Rabbi, you didn't read all the committees that I'm sitting in, because it will take you an hour. Because we have a very large government in Israel today, so we don't have enough members of Knesset. So it happened to be that I'm sitting in almost all the committees of the House, which is the most important one is the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, where I learn about the issue of Iran. And I can tell you that Israel has the capability of dealing with the threat from Iran. And I can tell you something, it was published already. We are making maneuvers, training Israeli Air Force, flying to Spain back and forth. Now, the reason we are flying to Spain is not because we want to look about Spain from the air. We're flying to Spain because it's exactly amount of miles flying from Israel to Iran. On the other direction, we fly to Spain. We're doing all those maneuvers. We have the capability, we have the technology, but we don't want it to be a war of Jews against Iran. It should be a war of the Western society, of people who are worried about the future of democracies against Iran. That's why we are waiting. And you know, every time I go, people ask me, when, until when you will wait? Until when you will wait? So we are waiting, we are patient, and because we believe it should be a mutual effort, it should be a mutual campaign, and not to, will be the burden only of the Israeli Air Force to deal with that threat. To sum up, I want first of all to say that I'm very glad to be in a bar mitzvah. And it was only 25 years ago when I was a bar mitzvah boy. And believe me, you will remember this moment for all your life. And I want to congratulate the families for being devoted and dedicated, because when you, I'm a father for three children, and I'm very busy, as you can imagine. But those moments of the Shabbat, of holidays, bar mitzvah, those moments that I remember as a child, and I'm sure my children will remember as well. To sum up, I want to encourage you, and I know that you are connected to Israel, to come to Jerusalem. Personally, I am very worried that the majority of secular Israelis haven't been to Jerusalem. A recent poll showed that 54% of young secular Israelis are not coming to Jerusalem until the age of 18. Can you believe it? 54%. When you come to Israel, you spend most of the time in Jerusalem. You must spend a few days in the Holy City. But you have Israelis from Hadera, Gedera, Netanya, wherever you have families, friends, relatives, from those cities who do not come to Jerusalem. So I'm pushing now a very large campaign to bring youngsters, Jews, from Israel. And I tell you how I found out about that. You're familiar with the Birthright program, which is an excellent program, and we endorse it. The government is putting millions of dollars for this, for the Birthright. But when we did a survey on the Birthright program, we found out that on every bus we put 6 to 8 Israeli soldiers. And when we read that the soldiers wrote, the first time I went with Rajiv Shem was with Birthright. The first time I went to the city of David was with Birthright. And I think it is a problem. And now I'm promoting a campaign to bring Israelis, Jews from Israel to Jerusalem, to learn, to visit, to touch the holy sites. And I'm doing it by legislation that it will be mandatory for every child before he graduates elementary school and high school to be twice in Jerusalem, and also by sponsoring NGOs bringing youth, Ethiopian, Russians, you name it, Arab, Muslim, Christian, whoever lives in Israel must be in Jerusalem. I want to thank you for supporting Israel. I know that you are deeply concerned about everything that's happening here. I used to be an emissary in Florida many years back. And when I used to come, I used to brief the people about what's happening in Israel. Now it's the opposite. After I land, after 15 hours in Los Angeles, I'm being briefed by the people from LA what happened in the last 15 hours in Israel. So I don't need to brief you, but I want to command you and tell you to be committed, to continue to be committed to Israel, and most importantly, to come to Israel, support Israel. We need your support. We are one people with one destiny. Toda rabba, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah.